So what we'd like to do now is to let you participate with us in this particular event and open it to questions. And so Daniel has the mic, so anyone who would like to begin. Oh, the first, it's always the first one.
And then everybody will want to ask so many questions. All right, you got it.
Hi, Alexis.
Hello.
Well, I've been several months working with your types and you. And right now, I guess I feel like I've kind of worked through some tough parts. And really, I just want to say that I'm in the mode of really enjoying and bringing all this goodness and new thinking to the business and having so much fun watching the changes and who it's attracting.
Fantastic, yes.
And who it's attracting is really fun. And it's making everything fun. And in finance, of all things, we do meetings for finance, and nobody's ever seen anything like what these meetings are turning into.
Bravo.
And I credit you and others with what's going on, but you can make a comment, but I'm having a lot of fun watching this unfold and without any expectations or putting anything on it.
All right. Well, you do want to have an expectation that it's going to continue to be fun, right?
Sure. Yes. All right. I have that expectation.
Good. So that's what really pulls the reality in. And so you point out something that's a very good point, in the sense that you're allowing things to unfold, you're allowing opportunities to come in to find out where they go, in a sense, without falling back into that young adult modality. I've got to line up a track, you know, and I've got to go along the track and get this goal and then that goal and that goal and that goal. In a sense, you rely upon your power, you rely upon what you know, and you have a certain amount of flexibility to experience and openness because you feel safe and trusting more than ever before, even though it is more unfamiliar and more unknown than ever before. That indicates you've stepped across the gap. You're on the other side now. This is the building. This is the building, not in the sense of the way you've ever built before, but building by energies, by frequencies. It's always been that way, but now you can do it consciously and deliberately. Whereas in the past, you didn't. You didn't have the power to do it. You couldn't identify it then. But you've resolved enough. You've allowed yourself to lift enough that the future is pulling you now. Can you kind of feel that pull?
Oh, yeah. And also, in light of what's happened the last couple of years in the economy and in finance, it's like the layers have come off. So, you know, the emperor has no clothes, and so it's kind of allowing me. It's allowing me to be the real me that I always wanted to be in my industry.
That's right. That's right. You're not tiptoeing around trying to look appropriate anymore, according to an old model.
Right. We've seen what appropriate looks like and what it's
right,
done. Right.
Right. That's part of the reason, you know, that a great deal of the breakdown that creates this chaos that you're in, and the whole planet is in, started with the financial. That's why it had to start there. Because that's where people had blown it all out into this ideal fantasy land. And they had this whole opinions, and they thought it was on their track. All these young adults all thought it was on their track. We got it going. And voila, it's time for a new way. And so those kinds of things have to break down. So congratulations on making it across the gap.
Thanks.
It will only continue to get better. You see, because it not only extends into your financial and your business and so on, you'll find it, you're probably already noticing it's extending into your personal relationships with everyone, even the strangers that you meet.
Yes, yes.
Everything is changing. It's lighter, it's freer. Things that come to you are more positive. The people that come to you are more positive, as you already mentioned before. But even in a personal level, and also it'll open up for you ways of releasing the old stresses that you carry, the old pressures and burdens, so that your physical body becomes healthier and freer and more comfortable. So it's working on all levels. So we congratulate you. It's available to everyone. And it's just the beginning of something really grand coming your way, dear one. Lots of interesting doors opening for you. Lots of opportunities expanding and spreading into the future. And when we look at your future, the range of possibility has spread considerably. You're in a creative mode. All of you actually are in a creative mode if you'll allow yourself to intuitively connect with it, allow yourself to value your creativity and your sense of intuition and your senses of yourself, your psychic senses. All of you will find that this whole transition is much easier than you would have had a transition like this be only a couple of years ago, 3 years ago. You're really, all of you, ready to come out the other side if you aren't already there, and some of you are there already. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, who else?
Good afternoon.
Hello.
I find myself unable or unable or unwilling to cross the gap. I keep falling, feel like I'm falling into a chasm. And I guess I need...
You're falling into the gap.
Yeah. Right into,
Oops.
So that would be where I would seek some guidance.
All right.
Please.
What's going on here is that when you keep finding yourself falling into the gap, you have this feeling of kind of feeling lost, right?
Yes.
All right. It's like, I don't have my way. I don't know my way. This is not really the you, the adult you, who's sitting here speaking with us now. This is the young adult you who's saying, I don't have a plan. You're off the plan. She's yelling at you. Hey, you're off the plan. Get back on the plan. What plan? Oh, that you're going to achieve this and then achieve that and get that done and then that's going to be done and then finally you're going to be happy. When you get enough stuff, when you get enough right circumstances and all that, and your lifestyle's just right, and you get enough money, and you get enough this and this and this, and you're enough, and ba-da-da, you'll finally be happy. But you got to do all of this stuff in between. It's not there anymore, you see. But you're scared because that was the backbone of your process before. You always said, okay, I'll plod, I'll keep plodding, I'll just move towards this, I'll try to get to this goal, I'll try to achieve that. And achievements, we're not saying are necessarily financial. Achievements can be even, you know, quitting smoking or something, you know. Achievements are all kinds of achievements. But there's a sense of, I've got to get to some achievement. Like, I've got to get there somewhere. And what happens when that goes, when all the forms crumble, then the part of you that drives you, the part of you, we call that the inner dynamic side of yourself. There's the inner feminine and the inner masculine. The feminine is the beer and the masculine is the doer. And so the masculine energy in you says you've got to do something, you've got to do something, you've got to do something. And you're saying, but what? Right?
Yes.
All right. Here's what we would suggest that you can do. First of all, dropping into the gap, into the void, is actually not a bad thing at all. Don't be frightened of it. It's part of a powerful and profound, pivotal energy shift for you. You're resisting it because what you are resisting is being. Because you've always been told somehow or another, being is lazy, being is passive, being is not good enough, being doesn't achieve anything, being doesn't take you anywhere. And you got to heal that now. Or you're not going to make it across the gap really well spiritually. You're just going to keep going back and trying to redo the old forms, redo the old patterns, redo the plan. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it makes sense. It's just that...
You're maybe under some kind of time deadline about some things, yes?
Yes.
Right, that is what puts you up against the wall, yes?
Yes.
All right. To deal with that, we would suggest look at the issue that's in your face that you know you have to deal with now. You can't avoid it anymore. And you keep wanting to know what to do. So here's something to do. All right? You look at it and say, okay, here's this big issue. And here's how I feel about it. Here's what the impact of it is on my emotions. I feel scared, I feel angry, I feel frustrated, I feel powerless, I feel guilty that I haven't done enough or I'm not doing it right, etc., etc. Make a list of what is the feelings that come with it. And as you make that list and look at all these feelings, then look at these feelings and say, okay, which self is that? Here's the child. Child's in panic. Oh my gosh, I can't do anything. Oh, I'm helpless. What am I going to do? I got to find somebody to tell me what to do. That's not really going to be your option as an adult, but you want to acknowledge that that is in there somewhere. Now, there's an adolescent in there. Worried about, you know, what's it going to mean and how hard is it going to be and how much work am I going to really have to do here? And whine, complain, bitch, moan. The biggest complainers are the adolescents. That's just they make a, you know, a lifestyle of it, right? And then look at your young adult saying, you've got to achieve, and you haven't achieved, you're really losing ground here, you're falling behind, you haven't gotten where you needed to go, and you have all these dreams, or you have all this future that you want to do, and you can't do it. It's like you're always having to survive, and da-da-da-da-da, and it's pushing, pushing, pushing. So isolate out those three selves in meditation, just in a visualization. Just visualize your child self all scared. And hold her and love her and say, I know you're really, really scared. And then imagine what would a safe, happy, secure life be for her. Just imagine it. What if she had the perfect parents, the most ideal home situation, and there was no pressure and she didn't have to do anything she didn't want to do? She could just play and have a wonderful time with good friends and maybe a guardian angel to hang out with her and all that kind of stuff. Just start creating a little fantasy for her. This is not for you. This is for her. And just give her into her perfect life. Let her sit on her mommy's lap and be held and loved. Oh yeah, mommy's got to be perfect too. Right? And daddy's got to be perfect. And they've got to have plenty of money. You know, so give her that perfect situation and say, look, you don't have to deal with it. I'm the adult. I'll take care of it. Do this for the adolescent. Whining, complaining. And you say, well, I can understand. I really get it. You know, sometimes adolescents like that kind of gothic quality, the gothic look, this intensity of brooding. So let her go there. Let her be irresponsible. And give her some booze and let her hang out with some wild kids. Run off with a boyfriend, you know. Let her do wild, irresponsible adolescent things. Just stuff that you would have loved to break free with when you're an adolescent. Just give her total irresponsibility and that kind of freedom. and give it to her and say, look, you just go have a blast. You know, and if also, if she wants to look really good, you just have the best clothes. She can have plastic surgery if she wants to. She can be perfect. Just what, and so she looks in the mirror and goes, yum. Let her be a movie star if she wants. Let her go. Let her go. Because otherwise she's just going to undermine you and complain and moan and feel sorry for herself and be angry at other people and blame and judge people and judge you. And who needs all that? So let her go. But tell her, look, don't come back into my life. Go and have a good time. Be irresponsible, be free, but let me take care of the business. Young adult, same thing. The young adult's freaked out because you're off the plan. You failed. Say, look, you know, go into your perfect life. Here's the perfect mansion on the hill that you always wanted. Here's the millions of dollars you always wanted. Go for it. Live the life. Live the fantasy life. Perfect relationship, perfect family, perfect everything. Live it. Have a good time. But let me take care of things now. And the slave driver, sometimes you have to pay a little special attention to the slave driver, the one that cracks the whip over you, the one that pushes you and say you're not enough. Hurry up. Harder, faster, more. You're going to do the right thing. You're failing. Come on. And does a kind of like, what is that? Tony Robbins, rah-rah. You know. I will succeed. I am on. All right. I'm going to chant. I am great. I am great. Yeah, and then the next day, what are you? You know. So let her have all of that, okay? Let her go for it. Let her be the ultimate success and be happy. That's what she wanted. She wanted to be happy. Give her happiness in all the forms that she wants, all the manifestations she wants. Now don't be jealous. This is her fantasy land. And let her live there and tell her, hey, I'm the adult. I'll take care of stuff. You have a great time there. Because you see, the rules are changing. The rules have changed. You're already in a new reality. And therefore, you've got to be you, and you've got to be present, and you've got to be here, and you've got to be ready for your future and deal with the present. And when these three selves are just chattering and freaking out like crazy, because you've gone past their boundaries, past the familiar. You've got to let them out of your way because they'll drag you back there and you won't have resources with which to deal with the circumstances in your face right now. So get them out of the way. And then go inside yourself and be with you and take all the judgment off of you. Every judgment piece that you've got, everything that you could think of that's wrong with you, that could possibly be wrong with you, just drop it so that you can step into being. You're going to fret and say, oh no, I shouldn't be wasting my time. You're not. You've got to make the pivot. You've got to cross the gap. This is the gap. And so you sit with yourself and say, Alexis says, I'm a powerful reality creator, a spiritual light being. Who am I? Who am I who's thinking these things? Who am I who feels and thinks and creates a story about me? Who am I? And stay in the present. Oh, don't worry, the issue will still be there. Just give yourself a few moments to be with you. And then call for help. Not call for help that is going to take over and do it for you, like the child wants. You're going to call for help from your crew. They've been waiting for lifetimes for you to call. your higher self, the one of you who knows your divine nature and knows all your lifetime experiences, this one and others, knows who you are on all sorts of levels and dimensions. Your spirit helpers, your spirit guides, call us in. Call anyone in that you could feel can hold an energy, a presence of power, of love, of safety and trust, and freedom. They can hold these energies. Just feel these energies and be there. And ask them, okay, fill me up with these energies. Now's your creative time, is to create how you're going to feel in the near future as you tackle your issue and as the opportunities and the magic come to allow it to change and heal. Take off any beliefs you have that it cannot change, that you're stuck with it, that you're going to be overwhelmed with it. That's not the current you speaking. And start looking at, okay, I'm going to get some help. Start looking at, what would it feel like to me if I could expect, like what we heard in the first question, if I could expect fun, if I could expect that things are going to resolve successfully for me, what would I be like if I could expect that? Because if you can imagine yourself expecting that, and imagine how you would feel, all the good feelings that you would feel, all the ways that you would be, and who are you really, and what would really be your temperament, the way of unfolding of your day, what would be ideal for you, what would be fun for you, what would be fun for your body, as you start thinking about that, okay? As that starts percolating in there, it's going to start lining up your future for you. Once your being is installed, once you kind of get a sense of connection in you, call on your friends on the other side and your higher self to fill you with this light, to fill you with this sense of expectation and love and freedom and power and trust. Then you can imagine your future. Just like you've talked to your inner child, you can talk to your future self. Hey, future self, the one who's enjoying it. Now, don't do something that is way outlandish, you know. Because if you do, you're getting caught in the trap of the young adult who fantasizes the ideals really big time. No, just see yourself on the other side of this issue. Somehow. You don't know what the logistics are going to be. You just want to know what it's going to feel like when you're there. And when you get that, your future self and you can sit down and say, okay, here's what it's like to live with this issue resolved. And here's what I've learned about it. And you'll find that as you can look at the issue without taking it personally, without fearing it, without resisting it, without feeling that you're forced to deal with it and pushing yourself on it. Don't dance with it. Don't dance with the issue. It's about you radiating your light. The issue is secondary to you. The issue is only being sent you by your reality to say, hey, here's another growth opportunity for you. And when you learn from these, you don't have to have the ones that are so difficult and tough and painful necessarily. You can start growing proactively by expanding your self image, not your ego image, but your a sense of your divine nature, connecting into that. As this starts to happen, you will notice a distinct shift in your reality. And you will notice that there can be creative options that arise. And just like in the old cowboy movies, you know, where they're fighting the Indians, and at the very last, it looks like it's all is lost, the cavalry appears, you know, You're da 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 da. And here they all come right again. This is from like the 50s, 40s, whatever, these movies. It was really funny. It was always at the last minute. And even now, in movies, all the adventure movies, you think the hero is going to get it now. The villain is pointing the gun at him and is ready to pull the trigger when all of a sudden, magic happens, right? See, some of you like that drama. But if you can open yourself to knowing that, like in a movie, you go to a movie, you expect this to happen, don't you? You don't go and think, oh, the hero's going to get killed two-thirds of the way through the movie. No! No! You're going because you know the hero's going to make it triumphantly to the end. And so you just want to see the clever things that the hero has to do and all the magic happen. That's why you go to the movies, right? So imagine it in your own life, right? And then start watching it happen for you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, thank you very much.
See, what you're doing is that you're shifting according to the frequencies, shifting your power, shifting you, shifting your focus, shifting the filters through which you're seeing your life. This is the new foundation you're building. This is the new structures you're creating. What if you lived your life according to the structure we just suggested to you here? That's a structure. Can you imagine how much more flowing your life could be? That's the opportunity. That's here. Now, what we're going to do, because of the theme of this, of our topic today, and because you've, of course, asked the question that's right, zinging right there into the middle of the theme, we're going to do a meditation on that to help everyone face whatever issues they may anticipate to happen or that they are facing, to step into the future, to a greater connection. No matter how successful you are right now, how flowing it is or not, your relationship with your future is the critical piece. So we're going to do a little work with you on that later, all right?
Thank you.
You're welcome, dear one.
Greetings, Galexis. Well, I successfully completed my move from Florida back to California, and in my new home, and I'm feeling all excited. And I loved the response to the last question because I just thought you said so much that I can use. And I guess I'm wondering about how I could use the energies of being in a new place for me. I lived in California for so many years before moving to Florida, but it was never in San Diego County. And so now that I'm here, it's just like everything is opened up so wide. And I was just wondering if you could say a few things about using the energies here and future possibilities and things like that.
All right. Well, if you've kind of noticed, and we would suspect all of you here, this is, how many miles north of San Diego are we today? Anyone? About 20? All right. All of you know this area. You can feel this area lightening up, can't you? You can feel it lifting. There's a light here that's growing. You came to a place that has a sense of destiny about it. To be forward thinking, to be moving out the leading crest of the wave of light, of spiritual change and healing. And you're here. And the main reason that you are here at this time, even if you have all sorts of other reasons why you're here, is because there is a wellspring of a certain type of energy, a certain vibration that you drink of, that you like. It's like your favorite beverage, right? You just, you're drinking the light that's here. It's supporting you. And you, dear one, individually, you moved to California, you move to this place from way across to the other side, from the other side of the country. You know, when the one who channels us moved from Florida to California, she and Daniel recognized that they moved from Atlantis to Lemuria. The energies are vastly different. Vastly different. And in a sense, have gone to a higher frequency. There's a higher frequency here. Nothing to be egotistical about, of course. Every place has its role. But part of what you want to do here is that this is the place where the future is being created. It's right here along the west coast of the United States. And you're in the thick of it here. And you wanted it. You felt drawn to it, attracted to it. Now you may at some point say, oh, I don't think I want to live here. I'm trying to get out of here. But for right now, let it serve you. Let it feed you. Let that energy feed you. Because if you have a need to go somewhere else, you can take it with you. And you can feed others with the light that you bring from here. As far as starting in a new environment, we would suggest that to open up to meeting people of all kinds. Now, it might be tempting to say, oh, I really like to be with more spiritually minded people. Yes, please, go to events, meetings, gatherings, socialize with spiritual people. But one of the really fascinating aspects about this area is that this light is touching everybody, regardless of who they are or what they think about spirituality or God or the New Age or 2012. Doesn't matter. It's touching everyone. And we would suggest to open up to all the different kinds of people, and hopefully to different ages and different, you know, genetic strains, in other words, different racial characteristics. Just start opening up and just saying, okay, we're all one. Let me experience this now. I would say you didn't have the opportunity to experience that so much where you were. There was a sense of everyone isolating. Do you know what we're saying?
Yes.
There was a sense of isolation and people hiding everywhere. Right? But this place is a bit different. This is a much more gregarious place. This is a place where everybody is connecting as the human species. And if you can get into that, we are all one. Connecting with the light in everyone. Now, we're not going to suggest, oh, don't make yourself spend time with some people who bitch and moan and complain and are depressed all the time. Oh, no, we're not suggesting you've got to do, you know, major charity work, all right? That's not what it's about. But basically, it's to connect with the human experience, to feel plugged into the network of humanity. And we'd suggest that if you could do that, and all of you who live in this area, just to recognize you don't have to go out of your way to connect with people. They're everywhere, absolutely everywhere. Send light to people who are in the car next to you in traffic, you know? Or have a loving interchange with the cashier girl, you know, at the checkout counter. Or, you know, or whoever you talk to, a workman or anybody, a clerk, whatever, just send them love. See the divine in them. And we would suggest what will happen is that attracted to you will come new friends, new experiences, new opportunities that are filled with joy. All right?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, dear one. All right, should we?
Yeah, one
more. Mm-hmm.
Before the break.
Well, I have one.
Okay. You're on.
Hi, Galexis.
Hello.
Good to be with you again. I think all of these changes actually in my life started a bit before everybody else's. So I've already, while everybody else was still riding high, I was trying to figure out what was happening. Anyway, it's all been good. It's really been an enormous growth spurt, and I think I'm pretty okay with all of it now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting a business dealing with exactly what we're talking about today. And I'm going to be doing, this is my vision, lectures about what we're talking about today, because I sense that there's a real high level of fear about what people are going through,
mm-hmm.
and what their expectation is. Is the world going to end? It's all the, like that movie, you know, that 2012 movie. And so
mm-hmm.
my intention is to create a space where people can learn to see it in a different way, to embrace it as opposed to, you know, and say, wow, are we lucky we chose to be here at this awesome event? This is a great time to be on the planet. And to embrace it in that way instead of, oh my God, is there going to be an earthquake? You know, well, there probably will be an earthquake. And it will be an earthquake, and that's all. It's taken years and years and years to get to where I am right now, I'll tell you. Harkris. And so, anyway, this is what I see, doing lectures and then doing healing work. And I'd like to include a whole bunch of people in, like, the name of the business is Indigo Healing Tree. And so all the little leaves would be other people who would be coming in and being a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and there's been a lot of synchronicity involved in. Have you been working with me in before today? Because I feel like I'm way surrounded by a lot of help.
You've been calling us.
I have?
Yes. You're saying, hey, help, help.
I have.
Who do you think's coming?
Exactly. Yes. Oh, well, thank you. So a friend of mine said, our house is gone. It's in foreclosure. And so we're moving into a new house May 1st. This has... And so she says to me a couple days ago, are you sure you can't afford to pay for this new house? Well, that's where I would always got stuck with, oh, my God, what if I can't? But I really don't want to go there this time. I just know it's all going to be okay. I'm trusting that everything is going to be fine. But that's not what most people think. And so do you know what I mean? I think they're nervous for me. Also, I'm a little embarrassed. This is the teenager in me coming out of the closet like this in a great big way. And everybody saying, oh, my God, she is so airy-fairy. And, and you know, so anyway, if you could speak to any of those, I would appreciate it.
All right. Well, it's really good in a sense that you have learned to laugh. Right, learn to not take all this personally as some kind of failing on your part. Mm-hmm. It took a bit to get through that, but you did.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you're realizing, hey, this isn't a failure. It is what it is. And I'm responding from the highest self I can respond from. And that's in all anyone can do, right? If you know how the child, adolescent, young adult respond, you can release those responses and say, okay, how would a true adult, how would my future self, who's all successful and on the other side of whatever this issue is, how would that self respond? I'll give you an idea. At least you can have an idea. And so that's what you've been doing, actually. You've been saying, okay, I've got to create something new. And so you took this time of tremendous creativity, as like we call it a foment, the cauldron of creativity from about Thanksgiving of 2009 to about the end of March 2010. It's been a period of deep chaos and creativity. And as you emerged from this, as you are bringing this up and out, you have the challenge to stay in your adult and to stay present throughout this whole thing. Because, of course, people are going to look at you and say, oh, airy-fairy, because you're trusting everything's going to turn out all right.
Right.
Right. Even if the external circumstances don't turn out well, you know, in the worst case scenario, that doesn't necessarily mean it's not all right. Because the all right is in you. And you will create what you need. First of all, you will create what you need. Every one of you can create what you need. There's a bottom line in that you will do that until at some point you decide, well, I think I'll leave the planet now. And then maybe you'll bust the bottom line. But for the most part, you won't. There's a bottom line that will invariably be there. You will survive. Enough stuff will come to you. Enough will be there. Enough support will be there. Now, it's your self-image as a spiritual being, not detached from the world, like what we were saying in the previous question, the self that's engaged in the world, which is what you are looking to do, to give hope, to lift, all right? Now, most people are not going to expect to pay anything for that. Why? Because they think they're in the dumps. They don't think they have a dime to spare, blah, 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 and all their excuses. So the challenge for you is going to be to link with them on a higher frequency and to show them that the way of living, not the actual circumstances, is the measure of who you are, of your expression, of your character in the world, you see? And from that, they can get inspiration. You can inspire them. From there, they will come to you for healing. The reason people think you're airy-fairy is because if they went around saying, oh, it's all going to be all right, everyone would know without a doubt that they had zoned out, they had detached themselves, they were out in some ivory tower somewhere, or that they had judged the world and they were now floating above it. Now, you remember the old-style metaphysics that you used to practice? Oh, I've got to be above this anger, you know? I've got to be above this issue. And it was like, I've got to lift above, you know, and be detached from it and not let it bother me. So who is that? That's not the adult, you see. That's, we would say that that's the way that the adolescent or the young adult cope with intensity. They can't handle the intensity of being present, rolling up the sleeves and getting dirty and feeling stuff. Ooh, what if I should feel some pain? What if I should feel rejected? Ooh. So they go into this kind of zone. I'm on top of it all. And it's an ego position. All right?
You know, I'm not, am I that where I am?
No, that's not where you are. Okay. But that's the reason why people think they think you're there. Because what are they going to do? If they were doing that, they would be there. Because they don't know about how to be an adult. You understand?
Mm.
Right? So the challenge for you is to be able to be in that state and to be able to perceive the fine line between your spiritual adult flowing in your destiny, in the magnificence of your mission, in the expansion of your love, your freedom, your power, your trust. And it's all it takes is a little slip to get back in that ego place. They're very close to each other. We're not saying you're in the ego place, but you need to be able to determine
when I am,
where
I
you
get,
are.
Yeah.
Because if you get criticism, and you will,
because
you're out there beyond other people, and you're making them nervous. You're making them nervous. You think that it'd make you more nervous than them. Oh, no. It's making them nervous because you're out into the unknown. You're in the wilds, in the wilderness of consciousness, and they have no clue, and they're terrified to go there. And they're frightened. Oh, if she's out there, does that mean? Does that mean, am I going to have to go there? Oh, I don't want to go there. I want the familiar. I want something secure. I want the old. I want the old to work. I want to keep doing the old thing and the old routines and have them work, damn it. That's the young adult, okay? So you have to be careful, because if they start to really get at you and people start to look at you, are you Looney Tunes? Mm. You know, and so on, you might get defensive. And if you let yourself fall into that defensive, oh, I've got to explain myself. Mm-hmm. And they're being negative. If as soon as you let yourself slip across that line, your ego will come in.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. If your ego comes in, mm-hmm. what are you going to manifest? Not too many good things. Mediocrity, maybe. Mm-hmm. All right. And then what they're saying or what they're thinking or what you may think or suspect they're thinking and feeling will be entirely justified. You'll have made them correct. Now, you made them other people correct in this, precisely in this way, by living according to other people's expectations when you're an adolescent mm-hmm. or young adult. Mm-hmm. So when you slide into that, you let go of your power, you get let go of your light, and you let go of your mission a little bit.
Feels like letting go of my light. If I perceive someone is thinking that, then it's like I want to put a cover over me, you know, mm-hmm. and just like be more normal.
That's right. Yeah. But you see, as soon as you do that, you've given your power away to them.
I get that, yeah.
And to the consensus reality that they represent. And it's this time for you to step outside the consensus, all of you. You're in the unknown. You're into something totally new. It came in around July, August of 2006. If you can remember your spiritual progresses in detail, you'll notice that somewhere around that time, everything started to get a little bit more chaotic, a little bit more changeable. Mm-hmm. Everything started to shift around then. That's when it came in. And so it's been continuing and it's getting more insistent. And so what's happening here for you is that when you feel the pull to conform, mm-hmm. to put the shroud over you, mm-hmm. and to look normal, mm-hmm. instead, here's a technique.
Okay.
All right? And you just do this mentally. You don't say anything. You may not even look any different. Because frankly, unless you're saying something that's wild and outrageous and wondrous, you see, as part of your vision, you look pretty normal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's not a compliment, nor is it a criticism, right? Mm-hmm. It's no problem. You know, you're just part of the flow of human species. But so what you do is that you can see there, just imagine that their critiquing of you or their criticism or their limitation in their reality and their fear of what you're bringing to them, the chaos you're bringing to them. Just imagine that there's this kind of like weird, kind of gray, swirly, kind of unpleasant energy coming your way with hooks. They want to hook you into their reality. Please come back and let it be safe for us. That's what it's about. I want it to be safe for me. So you stop acting like a wild person who's way out somewhere I don't understand. Because if you're going to be like that, I can't handle you. I'm going to reject you. I'm going to ridicule you some way, maybe subtly, to pull you back in. If you were ridiculed as an adolescent, didn't you quickly kowtow or run? It was painful, right? So they'll use that technique, energetically even, not even verbally, but you'll see the ridicule, you'll see the judgment. So take that energy, imagine that energy, and in your mind, grab hold of it and breathe it into you. Just the opposite of what you would think.
Okay.
All right? Breathe it into you with a big breath, and then with an exhale, breathe it out through you, out the back. So let it just go right through you. You're a screen door, and it's a breeze. And it just goes right through you.
Okay.
All right? This is what it is in the martial arts, you know, if you are with an opponent. You use the velocity of your opponent. against the opponent. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just kind of like, shoo, throw them over your head. And here is a puny person with this big guy throwing over the head and so on, because you use their momentum, their velocity. So that's what you do. You use their energy. Okay. All right? Okay. Then it doesn't stick to you. Mm-hmm. Now, if you judge them, it'll stick. Important, do not judge. See, if they're judging you, do not judge back. That's what they want you to do, because that's safe to them. That's familiar. That's the usual. That's what they expect. Okay? So you don't do that. They're like your opponent. In a positive sort of way, you're worthy opponent, not necessarily, you know, an enemy. But you just move the energy right through. And so there's no resistance to them.
I just took a spiritual healing. I just got licensed as a spiritual healer.
Oh, good.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was very exciting. And so one of the things that I learned that I've been trying to implement every day, and I think maybe it's what you're saying about not getting hooked into the judgment back, is to look at people and see them as children of God, as their divine selves expressing, and it detaches me. If I can, it helps me step back.
Actually, no, it keeps you present.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, if stepping back would be resisting.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Staying present. It's like you see them like that. You could embrace them, no matter what negativity they might be indulging in the moment. Mm-hmm. You can embrace them. You are safe when you do that. When you stop judging, you are safe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You see?
Okay.
You create the energy of safety around you. It's very, very significant. All right, it's a critical piece for you to be able to bring people. And a final piece for you about bringing people in, the leaves on the tree, you know, to recognize that it's not up to you to create a form, but for all of you together to unfold it, kind of free form, kind of let it go where it will, see where people are, flow with people's lights, let everybody participate in their creativity. Mm-hmm. It's like giving them the, okay, let's all get together and decide, well, what do we want to do? And how do we want to do it? And let's all together figure out the rules of engagement, the ways of doing it, and so on. And let everybody help put the form together. Okay?
Okay.
And also recognize that as you get more and more people, there'll be people who come in who didn't participate in the creation of the form, then you'll have to get together and bust the form and create something better, a bigger form, a new form. All right?
Okay.
All right? So allow it to grow and expand that way. And then there will be a point at where the passion and the vision can catch fire. All right? And with a lot of people's power present, not being given away to the group mentality, right? You don't want that.
Okay.
This is a new paradigm. This is Aquarian Age, okay? Aquarian Age, everyone comes as equals to the group. Mm-hmm. And the group is the synergy of everybody, not the two or three people who are doing all the work and everybody else kind of either following along, ignoring it, or complaining, which is kind of the old-fashioned group, right?
You just said one thing that just kind of tweaked that, I think, the child in me.
Yes.
When you said, well, I don't see that people are going to pay you for this, for the going out and, there's nothing, doing my, anyway. My husband is really disabled right now, so I don't know if he's going to be able to. So I feel a lot of pressure on me to be the provider for the family. So when you said that, that little kid in me went, uh-oh, does that mean I'm not going to create any money doing this? Because I do need to put kids through college.
You do you do have a form through which you can create money, i.e. the healing sessions.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
So start there.
Okay.
But you haven't really got a form yet, because you haven't gotten all the people in that can create a form that you can figure out, you know, what's a good financial channel to open up and how to move the energies of financial abundance through all of you. You haven't gotten it. It's a together thing.
Okay.
And there's more power in the together.
Yes.
Right. And by the way, what healing system did you get your certification in?
What do you mean healing system?
All right, you're a certified healer, yeah, no?
Yes.
And what's the name of the process?
I don't know.
All right.
It's probably through quantum biofeedback, using, I'm guessing our teachers were that and I'm that.
They're using the machine, the QXCI thing?
Yes, yes.
All right. Oh, all right. Good. Okay. Fantastic. All right.
Okay.
It's very powerful. You can see how impactful it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new level of healing. All right.
Way before
congratulations. Yes, it
Thank
is.
Thank you.
We wish you the very best in that.
Okay.
And we sense you're going to be a very good operator. And that really makes the difference. It truly does. You can go to people who like plod along. That's not going to work. We really got to get the people who are going to be intuitional, going to roll with the punches, going to expand ideas, and be very creative with it. All right, dear one. And so at this time, thank you for all of you who have asked questions. We will have more later. We're going to take a break now. And how long? 20 minutes?
Yes.
20-minute break, all right? And so during that time, let yourself have maybe a little something to drink and maybe look at some CDs that are for sale or talk to the channel and Daniel and each other and socialize and have some good time, all right? All right. We'll see you soon then. Farewell for now.